KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly sunny and 42 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 68. In area news, officials at the Adair-Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency report that 911 service was restored in Guthrie County late last night after being down for about 4 hours. KJAN received word from EMA Director Bob Kemp at around 6 p.m. Thursday that 911 service had been disrupted in Guthrie County. Kemp said the service was restored a few hours later. There's been no word yet on what caused that service interruption. More news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Thursday of two Villisca residents. Officials say 19-year-old Taylor Shane Luna was arrested at around 11 o'clock last night on charges of public intoxication and disorderly conduct following an incident which occurred at 2nd Avenue and High Streets. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. And at around 5:45 p.m., 24-year-old Kayla Ellen Morrison of Villisca was arrested for driving while revoked for an OWI test refusal. Morrison was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday 32-year-old Zachary Watkins of Atlantic was arrested Thursday morning on Cass County warrants, charging him with two counts of burglary in the second degree, simple assault, and trespassing. Watkins was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. A Stanton man missing since last Saturday night and possibly suffering from a health condition was found alive Wednesday afternoon near a ditch under a tree after a landowner discovered the man's burned-out pickup on his property southwest of Brooks. The sheriff's officials say 71-year-old Dennis Goodridge was conscious and breathing when he was discovered by Prescott Fire Chief Chuck Truman. Goodridge was taken to the hospital in Corning for evaluation, but no other details were released concerning his condition. The man was located nearly 9 hours after property owner Dave Sproles notified authorities in Adams County about a suspicious-looking burned pickup truck he found on his land west of Filbert Avenue near 255th Road. The pickup was later determined to be a Ford F-150, and a check of the VIN revealed it was the vehicle Goodrich drove and had been reported missing. Following an investigation into the fire, which officials believe was accidental, authorities thought Goodrich could still be in the area, so a search was conducted. He was located at around 4:14 p.m. Wednesday. Several agencies and individuals participated in the search for that man. Officials in Shelby County said yesterday that a Nebraska man was injured when the semi he was driving rolled into a ditch Wednesday evening. The sheriff's office said 69-year-old Roger Cooley of Valley, Nebraska, was traveling in a 2005 Freightliner eastbound on Highway 44 near Ironwood Road at around 6:15 p.m. when he lost control of the rig, which traveled into the south ditch and came to rest on its side. The semi was hauling a load of coal, which spilled into a waterway along with diesel fuel that spilled from one of the crushed tanks on the semi's tractor. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources was called to the scene in order to clean up of the waterway and soil. Highway 44 was closed while the cleanup efforts were underway and traffic was rerouted. Cooley was transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital for treatment and later released. Both the tractor and trailer were estimated to be a total loss. The Harlan Fire Department assisted the Shelby County Sheriff's Office at the accident scene. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin has announced the city of Atlantic's airport has received a grant amounting to $510,763 to assist the facility in meeting design standards. The funds were a portion of more than $11.5 million awarded to 27 municipal airports in Iowa from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the FAA. Also receiving grant monies were these airports: the Arthur N. New Airport in Carroll, $236,700, for the acquisition of replacement snow removal equipment; the Creston Municipal Airport, $412,408 to enhance airport access; Guthrie County's regional airport received $382,500 for the construction of a hangar building. The Red Oak Municipal Airport, $142,106 for the replacement of snow removal equipment. And Schneck Field in Clarinda, $313,920 for the rehabilitation of a runway lighting system. Senator Harkin, who is a member of the Appropriations Subcommittee, which funds the DOT, said the monies will ensure Iowa's municipal airports have the resources they need to update, repair, or replace their facilities. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon, or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Lloyd Robinson, age 72 of Irwin, died Monday in Carroll. Funeral services for Lloyd Robinson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lois Wolford, age 89 of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Lois Wolford will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bill Wolf, age 89 of Greenfield, died Wednesday in West Des Moines. Funeral and Masonic services for Bill Wolf will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Alan Burks, age 78 of Manila, died Tuesday in Denison. Funeral services for Alan Burks will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Gerald Esslinger, age 85 of Bayard, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Graveside services for Gerald Esslinger will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Highland Township Cemetery south of Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Aletha Brew, age 86 of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Aletha Brew will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Frances Jeannie Carlson, age 59 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. Memorial services for Jeannie Carlson will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Nathan Tater Hutt, age 3 of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Nathan Hutt will be on Tuesday at 3 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.